Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Chris Evans.
Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Upstate. My name is Chris Evans. Today, my guest is Michael Weeks, the director of the Roper Mountain Science Center. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. It's my pleasure to have you. Roper Mountain Science Center is a name that a lot of our listeners probably will recognize, not the least reason being the holiday lights that you guys did. Recently made a decision to...
Unfortunately, this was the last year, and it was a great family tradition for Greenville, but we do have a lot of other exciting things going on at Roper Mountain that we can talk about.
And that's good. I understand there's been a lot of holiday lights displays that have been cropping up that that just kind of reduced the traffic, and it was the decision was made to put it away, and it's sad to see it go, but there's plenty of other stuff to do at Roper Mountain Science Center for all ages.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to start with the first question that I normally ask my guests, which is, what do you do and who do you do it for? Just a general introduction to Roper Mountain Science Center for the audience.
Yeah, well, Roper Mountain Science Center is just really a unique facility. Even nationally, it's amazing that we have it right here in Greenville. We are owned and operated by Greenville County Schools, which means that our primary focus during the school year are students of the upstate. And we are visited by more than just Greenville County Schools as well. That makes up about 75% of the students we see, but we see over 30 different counties come to Roper Mountain, including students from North Carolina, over from Georgia, and from all over South Carolina come for hands-on experiential learning experiences, primarily in science, but in social studies and leadership as well. And it's just a very unique 62-acre facility right where 385 and 85 come together.
Yeah. And you've used the word twice, and I think it's apt. Unique. It really is unique. I remember going there as a kid, and you mentioned that that it's not just Greenville County Public Schools, although those are the operators of Roper Mountain Science Center. It's not just those students that benefit from it. Students from all over, from neighboring states even, come and visit. I went to a private school growing up, and I remember taking field trips to Roper Mountain Science Center. And just being kind of in awe of everything that was there. It really is. What makes it so unique?
Well, it is a 60-acre campus, and we have basically four different main areas. We have a living history farm where you can actually step back in time. We have 13 different historic cabins, costumed educators who can demonstrate spinning and weaving. We have farm animals, horse, chickens, cow, a lot of things that a lot of kids just don't get to see anymore, right up close and personal. We have a heritage garden where we grow the historic crops from the time period, like cotton and indigo. And we do dyeing with indigo, which is, of course, the color of South Carolina's flag. And so we have.
I realized that. Yeah. That's Carolina blue, I guess. Well, Carolina blue is something else. That's North Carolina, but that deep blue of the South Carolina flag is indigo.
I didn't realize that. Yeah, which was
I've learned something already, Michael.
Excellent. And that was an important cash crop here in our state, primarily in the 1700s. And so we show all those different things on the Living History Farm, but. Beyond that, we have our Harrison Hall of Natural Science, where we have literally hundreds of different animals, things like snakes and spiders, and we have a great marine lab that we can talk about more later. We have our rainforest, and then we have, of course, all the nature trails. We have our planetarium and observatory, which are for your astronomy buffs. I'm sure they've probably visited there on one of our Friday Starry Nights, but that is the second largest planetarium in the state, as well as a telescope, which is a very historic telescope. It's the eighth largest refractor in North America.
Wow.
And yeah, it's called the Great Refractor. Its nickname is the War of the Worlds telescope because back when the radio broadcasts happened for War of the Worlds, this telescope at that time was located at Princeton University. And this was the telescope that they went to see if this invasion was actually happening. And so we're fortunate to have it here in Greenville at Roper Mountain Science Center. And then, of course, the other main area of Roper Mountain is called the Sims Hall of Science. And that's where we do a lot of robotics. We do a lot of STEM type activities, mm-hmm. engineering design challenges. We do a lot of teacher trainings out of that building as well.
And the impetus for your visit today, the reason that I invited you is because I got a press release that said Harrison Hall had just been renovated. So this is really a brand new facility. Tell us about what the old facility was like and now what the new facility is like.
Absolutely. We're very excited about the renovation of Harrison Hall of Natural Science because it was built in 1978 and it did show its age. And as it was added on to, as things were changed over time, there was a look that was maybe not very uniform. But the whole building got a makeover after the great eclipse in August of last year. We actually closed it after that, and it has been closed this school year and literally just reopened June 1st for the butterfly adventure. And it's very exciting because in addition to new floors and new roof and HVAC systems and things like that, we have all LED energy efficient lighting throughout the building, which has done wonders just to light everything so you can see the animals, you can see the exhibits so much better than you could before. It got a new paint job. We got a number of new animal exhibits and habitats, and we did a complete makeover of our marine lab, which is just a very special space. You know, for a lot of our students and for a lot of people around our area, you might not get to go to the beach in your lifetime or certainly not very often. And so we kind of bring the beach to you. And we have a touch tank complete with stingrays, and we've added sharks to the touch tank.
Wow.
Nothing dangerous. They're just small bamboo sharks, but it's not every day you get to touch a shark.
Yeah.
Horseshoe crabs, starfish, sea jellies. We did a whole exhibit on the importance of the coral reef, which is just a beautiful exhibit. If you've ever seen Finding Nemo or Finding Dory, it's that same kind of, you know, just beautiful habitat with the anemone and all the different colorful fish. And we show the whole food web of the coral reef. So we have a tank full of predators as well as prey, and separate tanks with the prey and the predators. But so you can see like that. The
don't get a demonstration of
No, only if you're there at feeding time.
Okay.
But it's just a really immersive environment that I think for those of you who have not been before or saw it before the renovation, rather, I think you'll be blown away by how awesome the marine lab is now. We also added a exhibit on sharks, which is fun. There's a movie coming out this summer called Meg, about Megalodon.
Right, yeah.
And we didn't even know it when we actually planned. We have a giant Megalodon mouth on display that you can get your picture made with and just see how enormous this shark was. And then we have a shark tracker, an interactive display where you can see where the different sharks off the coast are. So two popular ones you might want to check before you go to the beach are.
Now this mouth, is this like a mock-up or a model, or is this actually like a fossil?
This is a cast of a fossil with actual teeth in the cast.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's a juvenile, so it's not even as large as they potentially could be, but it's still pretty enormous.
Now, you mentioned that that there's this movie coming up, and you also mentioned, you know, Finding Dory and the coral reef exhibit that you got there. There's so much entertainment for kids these days, you know, that they just get hooked on, you know, the whatever the next big thing is. Does that play a part into the exhibits that you have, that, you know, kind of trying to hook them on something that they're already interested in, or do you just kind of pick them as you go?
No, you're absolutely right, Chris. We intentionally look at popular culture and let it influence what we do at Roper Mountain because, like you said, that's a great way to engage kids. So, for example, the Jurassic World reboot of the whole Jurassic Park story a couple years ago, we added a dinosaur outside on our trail after that, and it was hugely popular to the point that we plan to add additional dinosaurs over the next couple of years to open a whole dinosaur trail section in 2020. But like you said, Dory, Nemo, this fall, we're going to have a big Star Wars day in October.
Yeah.
Of course, that's always popular.
Sure.
So, yeah, absolutely. We have had Indiana Jones days. We've had dinosaur days. You know, about the only thing we haven't done is a Infinity War day.
Infinity War. There's some science that could be learned. You could have, you know, the Tony Stark role model and robotics and stuff like that. Yeah, absolutely. I can see that. But there's plenty of other stuff. And I got to say, I remember, we were talking before the show, I remember being a kid and going to what I gather was Harrison Hall. I wasn't aware of the name of it when I was 7 years old. But one of my most vivid memories about visiting Roper Mountain Science Center was touching a snake. And it was just – it was like a regular black snake, you know, probably 3 or 4 feet long, not dangerous at all really. But we got to touch it.
Right.
And that sort of interaction that kids have with science, with nature, is so important to learning.
Oh, you're so right. And that's really what we try to do at Roper Mountain, is to immerse not just the students but our visitors into learning and into the environment, and provide those experiences that you can't get in the classroom, you can't get at home, you can't get from just reading something on the internet. You actually get to touch the snake, you get to walk into the rainforest, you get to have the butterfly land on you, you get to program the robot or go under the night sky and see it without all the light pollution that we have here in Greenville. So we really make efforts to provide the best unique experience that we can for students and visitors, and go above and beyond to do hands-on science, because that's how we learn best, is when your hands are getting dirty and you're experiencing it.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you mentioned that sort of interaction and the kinds of things that you can't get in the classroom. One of the things you were telling me is that you not only serve students, but you serve teachers as well. Teachers come to the Science Center to learn how to participate in class.
That's right. In fact, this summer is our very popular Science Plus Institute, and it's already filled this summer for teachers, but please come visit us next summer. It is an amazing institute where they spend a week with us learning, depending what grade level they are teaching. We have different topics, but they stay the week with us and they go away with literally hundreds of dollars of supplies to take back to their classroom across the state. And so they learn how to teach science in a hands-on and engaging way. They get the lesson plans they need, and then they get the supplies they need to go back to their classroom and have a real lasting impact on students all over South Carolina.
That's fantastic. Now, you mentioned, I think, at one point, the Butterfly Adventure. What is the Butterfly Adventure?
The Butterfly Adventure is a new exhibit that we just started 2 years ago. This is its third year, and it's off to a great start. It runs June 1st to July 13th.
Okay.
And
so it's already started.
It's already started. Yep.
But you don't have to start at the beginning. It's a daily thing or a weekly
thing?
That's
correct.
How does it work?
You could come any time and get a similar experience. It's kind of built around an immersive rainforest habitat that we have, filled with literally over 400 butterflies that we release in there. And so that's kind of the main hook that makes it unique, because we don't do that the rest of the year. But for the 6 weeks, June 1st to July 13th, Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 3, you can come get a ticket, and the whole bottom part of Roper Mountain is open. So Harrison Hall, the butterfly exhibit, where you literally get to go in, have the butterflies land on you. That's something that we do that most butterfly exhibits don't do. They tell you, don't touch the butterflies. We decided that it is important to have the opportunity to engage with them, let them land on you, just see them up close and personal, so that it builds an empathy and an appreciation for nature and for the natural world. So that's a really cool exhibit we have. And then in addition, you can explore the rest of Harrison Hall. You can do the things we talked about, like holding the snake and petting the chinchilla and comparing yourself to a megalodon mouth and a stingray. And we actually have a design lab where we take biomimicry, which is looking at the natural world in our design of things. So for this in particular.
Right. I've got you. I've seen designs like that. You know, there'll be a car that they say was designed based on a fish or something
exactly,
like that.
Exactly. Okay. And so we have wind tunnels, and we say we have the students go through design challenge where they look at the design of a butterfly and of other flying insects, and then they design their wind tunnel experience based on that, and then they get to test it. And then, just like a good engineering process, if it doesn't work, they get to tweak it and try it again. And so it's kind of a fun design lab with, they test neutral buoyancy and they test flight patterns and whatnot.
And speaking of design, and as you mentioned earlier, the STEM practices that seem to be a major focus in education these days, you know, getting kids interested in, it stands for, if I remember correctly, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
That's right.
Those are, I mean, they're such crucial things, not just, you know, for learning, you know, kids coming up and learning about those concepts, but integrating into society these days. Talk about the work that Roper Mountain Science Center does with STEM.
During the school year, literally every day with students, we have the opportunity to create learning experiences around STEM, and STEAM is the other one where you insert the arts in there. But what's interesting is we are teaching kids today for jobs that are not around yet, right?
They're
right. Jobs.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because I have two small children. People who have listened to me on these various stations will know that I have two small children, and that's my excuse for not doing a lot of things. but when my son was born, I remember looking at him and wondering whether his job had been invented yet.
Right, exactly.
You know, because I was sitting there thinking, you know, we have YouTube stars that, I mean, YouTube didn't exist when I was born.
Yeah.
So please, continue. I'm sorry for the digression and the interruption, but it's, you're absolutely right that so many of the jobs that we're training kids for these days haven't even been invented yet.
Right, exactly. And so we design a lot of our experiences around some key components, things like inquiry, getting kids to understand how to look at a problem, how to solve a problem, what that whole engineering design process that we were talking about is crucial, not just because everybody's going to become an engineer, which they're not, but because it's about problem solving. And if you can problem solve, then you can do the jobs of tomorrow. And so we work on a lot of experiences that have the students working collaboratively, doing design processes, and then a lot of inquiry as well. If you're interested in something, if you're learning about it, if you're engaged in it in a hands-on way, there's just so much learning that's going on. And that's what we try to do, both with the field trips during the school year as well as with the public programs like the Butterfly Adventure and other ones that we do as well.
Well, and I think that's an interesting approach to education, because it's one thing to be sitting in a classroom, the teacher comes in and says, this is what we're going to learn about today. And if the kid's not particularly interested in it, then maybe he doesn't pay attention or maybe she, you know, zones out or something like that. But at a place like Roper Mountain Science Center, you've got all of these different things that you could learn about. And really, you just have to pick which one you want to do.
Right, exactly. And another great way that we have students who do that is through our summer camps. We literally have over 100 different topics. So if you're interested in carnivorous plants, for example, we have a camp on carnivorous plants. But if you're interested in learning to program a robot, we have a camp on that as well. And so we try to have just the gamut of different camps so that you can really dive down into what you're interested in. But going back to what we were talking about before, you're right. And now we all carry little computers.
Yes.
With our cell phones.
Palm top computing, I refer to it.
Exactly. So we don't need to just stuff information into kids anymore. We need to teach them how to think for themselves,
yes,
how to work collaboratively, how to problem solve, not just repeat information back to us.
And looking back at my formative education, you know, grade school and high school and things like that, I have thought on a number of occasions that one of the most important things I learned in school was how to learn. And that's such an important part, especially with sciences, you know, is learning how to discover the information that you lack.
Right, exactly. And we kind of have four buzzwords that we use at Roper Mountain, which are all based around the experiences that we want. And those are discover, explore, search, and create. And we build all of our programs around those things, because you have to build the interest, you have to discover it, you have to search out it first, whatever you're interested in, and then you discover more about it, you explore, which is a great way to learn, and then ultimately when you create, that's when the real learning happens. If you can take what you've learned and apply it and create something, it's magical.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the summer camps that you've got. I want to hear a little bit more about that. If people want to get involved, how do they is registration still open for summer camps?
We have a few camps that are still open.
Okay.
I will recommend,
because we're coming up on summer.
We sure are, yeah. We actually, most of our camps, amazingly, in February, most of them sell out. And a lot of people become members of Roper Mountain because you get a discount on camps. You get to come free to things like Butterfly Adventure, Friday Starry Nights. But in addition, you get first crack at those camps. Mm. And after our member registration, which lasts 3 days, we are usually over 80% full in our camps back in February. So I'm not saying that you're too late, because we do still have some spots open, and you can find all that out on our website, which is www.ropermountain.org. Mm-hmm. We do list the camps that have openings, but I would definitely try to plan for next year to be ready in February for those camps.
Gotcha. So right around the beginning of the year, January, February,
exactly.
Is when you need to be looking at that stuff to sign up. Not that you can't get in now, but it's tougher.
Right.
It's harder now.
Your favorite one might be gone now.
Right. Now, you mentioned the memberships that you get first shot at the summer camps and other things. What are the other benefits of membership at Roper Mountain Science Center?
Of course, admission to a lot of our events. So, for example, Friday Starry Nights, you can come absolutely free. Second Saturdays, absolutely free. The Butterfly Adventure, free as well. The summer camps that we talked about, not only do you get a discount on them, but you also get first crack at the very popular camps. Another thing that's really great about our membership is if you travel at all, we have a reciprocity with over 300 different science centers around the country. So if you're in Boston or you're in New York or Chicago or any place like that, you can get into those museums for free with our membership, which is really a perk. And our membership is a lot more affordable than a lot of those places are. A family membership is only $65, and that gets you and your family into all of those public programs that we talked about, as well as the other discounts and things for our other events. And our members are important because they also help to support Roper Mountain Science Center, of course, as well.
Yeah, that funding the Roper Mountain Science Center, I guess, has got to be a big issue. Now, $65, is that for the year or for a month?
That's for a whole year. That's
an
annual membership.
Okay. Is it a calendar year or a school year?
It's a calendar year. So whenever you take your membership out, it will be good for the next 365 days from that point.
Gotcha. $65 a year. That sounds cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great deal. It really is. And of course, we have other levels as well with other benefits, but it's really a bargain for a family.
Gotcha. Now, if people are not members, how do they get the benefits of Roper Mountain Science Center? You mentioned tickets on a few of the things.
Right. At most of our public events, we do have ticketing that now you can go online and you can purchase the ticket there. Or depending which the event is, you just come to Roper Mountain, you can go to the ticket booth and purchase your tickets there. And the prices for the events vary depending on what the event is, if it's the Friday Starry Nights or if it's the Butterfly Adventure. But everything we try to keep pretty affordable so that we can get as many people engaged as we can.
Gotcha. Now, before we run out of time, I want to talk about some of the other things that I usually talk about on the show, which are the other types of getting involved. If people want to donate money, I imagine the ticket prices don't cover all of your costs.
No, they don't. We definitely rely on the generosity of individuals as well as corporations, businesses. We have a community partner program where we have a lot of local businesses and corporate support that believe in the importance of education and STEM education in particular. And we really value that, and we welcome anybody who wants to help Roper Mountain in that way. In addition, of course, we talked about the wonderful support that the school district provides.
Right.
But we do have a board that works on fundraising as well, the Roper Mountain Science Center Association. And things like the memberships, as well as the higher level supporting memberships, those help us, enable us to do more and more with our programs and provide those for more people.
What about volunteer or employment opportunities at Roper Mountain Science Center?
Absolutely. We love our volunteers. Right now, today, I think we have about 20 or 30 different volunteers at Roper Mountain, honestly. And there are a lot of different ways to get involved. For example, during the Butterfly Adventure, it might be standing in the rainforest and helping people identify what the butterflies are, or in the marine lab. In addition, we have different gardens. And so if you're not interested so much in being inside, you can help out by doing weeding, doing the planting, doing those kind of things that need to happen to keep the gardens going. There are just a lot of different volunteer opportunities, and we have those on our website available for people to check out as well.
Which I'm going to mention again, ropermountain.org. R-O-P-E-R Mountain, all spelled out. ropermountain.org is the website. You can find out about summer camps, donation, volunteer opportunities, presumably employment opportunities as well if you've got those.
Yep.
Thanks very much. Michael Weeks, director of the Roper Mountain Science Center, has been my guest today. Thank you very much for being here,
Thank
Michael.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. I'm Chris Evans, and this has been Focus on the Upstate.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Chris Evans. If you would like more information on today's topic, email Chris at cevans@intercom.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.